morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the second hour of the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Ori Spencer. Today is Saturday, the second day of September in the year of our Lord, 2017. Before we go to our next caller, a couple of things real quick. First one is I invite you folks to visit ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. This is pretty much a reference site. It's not much on entertainment, but there are just literally hundreds of articles and hundreds of free downloads that can help you in your everyday life. Also, we have available the Survival Library flash drives, which are $59.95 for continental U.S. residents, $77.95 for the rest of the planet, 1,570 documents, a majority of which I think people could find useful. All right, now we're going to go to Mike in Kentucky on line 9. Good morning, Mike.
Number nine, line 9, lucky 9 here. Maybe I'll have to play that one in the lottery or something.
There you go.
I've been watching a lot of this coverage, and it seems like there's a wonderful distraction is that hydrogen peroxide plant.
Right.
That's the news media is able to fly over that from a distance and get coverage of the smoke, and are all anticipating the explosion of the next tanks. What are they leaving out? They're not talking about the status of the nuclear plant. No. And I think this is a great example of the collapse of civilization, how it can occur. Is that there's all this stuff, industrial stuff out there, and the studies that have been done say that, if something happens to the electric grid, be it a solar flare or something, electromagnetic pulse, hackers,
right.
In a year, 90% of the people will be dead, in part, and I don't think that 90% figure is really even considering, they may just be looking at food distribution, water, disease and things like that.
Thing they looked at was social breakdown, according to Dr. Pry.
But you've got all this industrial piles of poison sitting around that requires all
right.
this maintenance. So the hydrogen peroxide
exactly.
plant is just one little piece of it. One little piece of it is this hydrogen peroxide plant. You've got something probably on the order of 170,000 tons of nuclear waste that is sitting around. A lot of that is in dry cask storage, but depending
right.
on the experts can't get their story straight. And we know from the interstate infrastructure that concrete doesn't last forever. You got to look at these underpasses that are 40 or 50 years old with rebar in them, and they're breaking apart. They have to be rebuilt. Depending on the experts, these dry casks, within 100 years, the fuel has lost 90% of its radiation. So it's 1% as radioactive as it was when it was pulled out of the reactors in 100 years. Well, some of the experts say that the dry casks will last 300 years. Some of them say 50, some of them say 60. 75, it's just, if you go searching around. So essentially,
right.
we're holding the entire world hostage. If anybody dares to, some idiot like, that he's portrayed, Kim Jong-un, North Korea, or somebody decides they're going to pop an electromagnetic pulse weapon 3,000 miles above the United States, then the world dies. It's not just, and this is not just the United States that has all these infrastructure issues. When something happens like this, civilization, breaks down. There's all kinds
right.
of wonderful stories about people helping each other. And right now, if you guys haven't heard, the United States Forest Service has, even though they've got contractors that make money, they have they've subcontracted out a lot of these campgrounds. They've declared any refugees from Hurricane Harvey and camp for free in most of the southern United States, I think, Kentucky, Tennessee, Georgia. I don't know how many states are involved in that, but all of the campgrounds now, if you lost everything, there's no place for you in the shelters, or you evacuated and have no place to go, you can go camp at the campgrounds for free.
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, I know a lot of people don't know that. It's received a little bit of coverage, but not near enough. So, I mean, if you've got relatives that can't really comfortably accommodate you, but you can go camp near them, then you can
right.
do that. I know there's a lot of homeless shelters that were already stretched to capacity in Houston, and of course they're all trying to get online and apply for this aid and stuff like that, but there's a lot of people's bills that are not going to get paid, and
right.
utilities will have to be what would you say, I guess subsidized or something to keep the utilities.
Well, yeah, that's the only way it's going to happen. You know, and one of the biggest subsidies that the utility companies are going to require is the repair of, you know, broken gas lines, broken water lines, you know, damaged utility poles and lines. I mean, that cleanup is going to be incredibly costly.
And what gets me is now we have known, or the government in general has known, for something like 40 years or longer, that whenever there are dust storms in North Africa, it mutes the intensity and number of cyclones or hurricanes in the Atlantic hurricane season. So
correct.
are we to suspect that this storm would have been worse? Or they're not doing anything. I mean, you would think by now they would have a fleet, the CIA or somebody, would have a fleet of planes that would be spraying one side or the other of this hurricane to steer and diminish its intensity. Are we left thinking that our government is, or some elements are not doing this weather modification?
Well, what I've read is that everything that they are doing as far as spraying, they still consider it experimental. They're trying this, if that doesn't work, they try the other type thing. That's what I have read about it. And that
so we're left wondering if they did, we're kind of left wondering they didn't do anything, or what they did made it worse, or, I mean.
Good question.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, because, you know, they've known for a long time that they could steer and or diminish hurricane intensity.
Right.
I just have to wonder. And this is simple stuff. This is not talking about directed energy weapons and HAARP. This is just simply, dust in the upper atmosphere.
Right. Aluminum, sulfate, barium, and I forgot the other one.
Well, sand. Dust storms from the Sahara screws
right.
up the hurricane season. I mean, that's kind of history's irony there, is the Byzantine Empire fell because of the goats coming in from the jihad of the Muslims, you know, and they just totally destroyed the agricultural infrastructure of North Africa, leaving dust storms to stabilize the weather in North America. So,
yeah.
I mean,
that's pretty wild, isn't it?
Historical backfire on, you know, they call it, you know, the Muslim world, a lot of them call America the Great Satan, but here they've, their destruction of the Byzantine Empire and the desertification of North Africa actually has diminished the number and intensity of cyclones in North America, making it a more prosperous land. So even though they're going to cry global warming and all this stuff, we would have had a lot worse weather if it wasn't for the jihad in North America and the fall of the Byzantine Empire. It seems kind of one of history's big ironies there that nobody realizes. But, you know, you just wonder, what would this Harvey be like if there was not any, or was there any intervention at all in this storm? That's what I have to wonder.
I'm curious, too, but I doubt if we'll ever know.
They've got the money to do it. They've got, the CIA's got fleets of, you know, Air Force to do it. I mean, and there's probably all kinds of dark pools of liquidity or investment incubation things that they can run these black op funding things. They could be doing this, and Congress doesn't even know. Congress doesn't even know.
That's
but,
very true.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just think that the hydrogen peroxide plant has been a wonderful distraction to not talk about other more serious things that that this is an example of. How you can imagine if we had you know, three or four disasters at the same time on this scale of power outages, you know, or you name it. It would be civilization breakdown. But it's funny that Hollywood puts out these fictional scenarios. Like, there was a TV show not too long ago that depicted the United States 10 years after there's no electricity. I forget what it was called, Revolution or something. It was on NBC, I think. But it was so ridiculous because you never saw anybody growing any food. How are these people eating?
Right.
You never saw any agriculture. And there was no explanation as to what happened to all of this, you know, chemical infrastructure. You know, who's maintaining the fuel pools? Who's keeping this water circulation and going in the spent fuel rod, repositories? And there's nothing ever mentioned about that in any of these Hollywood scenarios. Not for a long time. I mean, when I grew up, and probably when you grew up, you saw things like the Jason Robards movie. It was called the Day After Tomorrow or something. And then there was Alas, Babylon.
On the Beach.
Yeah, there's all these nuclear disaster films, but that it's largely seems like it's been ignored for the last 20 years, so you don't see a lot of...
It has, and I think the reason is that because we focused on nuclear weapons for so long, and that was the boogeyman for 40 years, that we forgot about all the other infrastructure that runs on nuclear power.
And, well, in effect, the Department of Energy projects are Department of Defense projects. I mean, all of the...
Oh, yes.
All of the fuel is reprocessed in this country into nuclear armament-type fuel, with the exception of some stuff that NASA is doing, I think, to power spaceships or something.
Right.
But in Japan, the opposite is true. By law, they cannot reprocess their fuel into plutonium. It gets into that mixed oxide fuel, which burns a lot hotter and takes longer to cool. And so we're building up all this. It's in effect a de facto doomsday weapon. Throughout the Cold War, the Russians were talking about how the fear was the Russians had this doomsday weapon that had a dead man switch. If the Russians were attacked, it would launch the remaining missiles within a couple of weeks and destroy the targeted, automatically destroy the enemy, which would be us, I guess. But in effect, we have a de facto doomsday weapon. And whatever happens to hiccup civilization that is powered predominantly or with so much nuclear waste sitting around, it's probably on the order of 500 Fukushimas in just in America and Canada.
I would say that would be a minimum.
Yeah, a minimum. So I'm calculating based on the idea that commercially the rods have to cool for 6 years and are only used in the reactor core for 2 years, and then you got, just like in Fukushima, you have a certain quantity that's in the transfer tray, and all that has to be cooled. It all has to be cooled. The pumps have to keep running and keep running and keep running. And so this one nuclear, have you heard anything about the nuclear plant that's over there by Houston?
I heard one thing. I want to say it was last Friday. It might have been Saturday. Or not last Friday. I'm sorry. No, I'm mixing up my days. It's in and out of the hospital, Mike. There's nothing on my time.
I know.
Anyway, it was 4 or 5 days ago that I just heard one report, read one report that said everything was stable at that one plant outside of Houston.
Well, I never even heard that. All I heard was that Harvey was headed right for it. You know, that's the last report I heard on it was last week sometime, that Harvey was on course to hit it. And then you never heard at least I never saw anything more about it. So,
yeah, I just saw that one thing saying everything was stable. It was by the way, in an article about something else.
Yeah. Germany's got some good sense, I guess, after Snowden's leaks on how the electrical grids all around the world are compromised with hardware and software, and then after Fukushima, Germany just decommissioned everything, as I understand it. They got rid of all their nuke infrastructure as far as commercial power goes. So
yeah,
we're going to have to seriously do that in this country, because the scale of potential there is what's the problem. Nuclear power may be considered safe and all this stuff, and they sell the idea that coal puts out more radiation than nuclear power. Have you heard that one?
No, I haven't, but that's absolutely ridiculous.
The advocates for nuclear power say that coal actually releases more radiation in the environment than nuclear power does. It's just...
wow.
Doesn't seem... possible, and they're probably not including all of the byproduct, which is still dangerous. And as the old adage goes, if the weapon is built, it's going to be used. So how many just ridiculous amounts of tonnage, of depleted uranium is out there that has to be done something with? When they make the uranium fuel, you've got this leftover stuff, and somebody's like, oh, I know, let's make... this is real heavy. Let's make stuff called depleted uranium munitions, and they're safe until you use them. Once it comes out of the cannon, it's just spraying out radioactive particles every which direction, and you don't have a good day if you breathe that stuff in. If you contaminate Iraq, Qatar, Iraq, just megatons of this stuff has been sprayed out in the Middle East. Well, anyway, I hopefully this is a wake-up call to enough people to say, hey, we need to look at fixing a lot of these problems, because if civilization breaks apart, we're not just killing ourselves. We don't have a spare planet.
Sorry about the background noise.
That's all right.
My grandchildren just came running through.
You're blessed, it sounds like.
Oh, very much so.
And, well, thanks for taking my call. That's what we need to work on.
All right, thank you.
All right, boy.
I agree. All right, I do appreciate the call. You call back anytime, buddy. Next, we're going to Tom in Utah on line 5. Good
morning. Yes, this is Thomas in Utah. A lot of the RBN listeners have probably heard me before. I'm the individual that was taken down to New Orleans after Katrina. Deputy Sheriff Jesse Finneran over there in Bay St. Louis saw my work. He'd actually been asked to be a FEMA placement officer for the FEMA trailers, you know, the people that were being housed in those or sheltered in those.
Right.
And, of course, you remember right away they had some babies die, elderly, you know, housebound members die.
Right.
And they were trying to figure that out, and they... FEMA, of course, kept denying the fact that those trailers had any problems. He was able to get some friends, Becky Gillette from the Sierra Club, actually stepped up and provided laboratory facilities and the equipment to do testing in those FEMA trailers. They were able to identify right away high levels of formaldehyde. They were not aware of the secondary poisoning, which S.A. Frenderman became aware of on my website. Anyway, so I was asked to go down there. And by the way, the website is gassingamerica.com. Those that have got computer want them to open that up. Then slide down to near the bottom. There's a paragraph that begins, Hurricane Sandy victims.
And Tom, we're at a break. If you want, you can hang on to the break, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back.
Hold on.
And
hold
3 minutes. Thank you, sir.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at Nutramedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at Nutramedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Welcome back. You're listening to Rural Survival here on RBN. And today is caller's choice. The number is 1-800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. And at the moment, we're speaking with Tom in Utah. Tom, are you still there?
I'm still here. Good.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Like I said just before the break, those who have their computer and open up gassingamerica.com, please slide down to the near the bottom. It's a paragraph or two above the bottom of that web page. There'll be a paragraph with a header on it called "For Hurricane Sandy Victims and Relief Workers." What's really curious is I opened up this poisoning issue that impacts all the families in manufactured mobile homes nationally. You know, some
right.
17 to 34 million involved. When this Jesse Finneran in New Orleans area, he'd seen my, they identified this formaldehyde poisoning issue in the FEMA trailers. But he was, as he was scanning through the web, he saw my work on the manufactured home industry. So he called me up and asked me to come down to New Orleans. And I was able to help them understand why they were still experiencing deaths and injuries in those FEMA trailers even 3 and 4 years after the fact. They did not know that they were also being affected with carbon monoxide. So I helped them understand that, and then of course I had to testify in Congress on this issue. When I testified in Congress, of course, that included legislators from New York and New Jersey. So when Sandy began to form, and they knew it was going to hit New York, Governor Christie's office contacted me and asked me for advice, you know, preparatory for the hit of Sandy in the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
So I sat down and started to describe an advisory paper for the relief workers and for the victims of Sandy. Of course, I was approached by the Occupy Sandy group as well, and so we put together a two-page or at least a single sheet back-to-back printed advisory for the workers. So right now, the same thing applies. In fact, I was on the phone with Ron Paul's office as well as the governor of Texas. You know, I've been on the phone for the last week.
I bet you have.
Anyway, right now I'm praying that our listeners that have family or friends that are involved with that, that are either victims of the hurricane or helping clean up or helping, these people restore. What's really interesting is once the water and the wind and water risk has passed, the secondary risk of death is, of course, the environmental toxins like you were just talking about before. But however,
right,
as we experienced in Sandy, a lot of people died not because of the water or the wind. They died because of asphyxiation and electrocution, by the way. That's a big one.
Right. Yeah, that is a big one.
So right now, after the aftermath of the hurricane itself, there is a high risk of people being injured with asphyxiation and electrocution. So, but as far as the asphyxiation, you know, people will go into their homes. They won't have utilities as they normally had before. So they will build little fires in buckets or in barrels and try to cook and try to heat water, try to warm themselves. Of course, in Texas, the warming yourself won't be a big issue, but, you know, preparing your food and warming water for cleanup, you'll be doing that over a barrel. You might be doing it in a space that's not properly ventilated.
So
our worry is for those families that are trying to do that, plus the relief people as well.
Right, and they're doing it purely out of ignorance. It's not that they're dumb or stupid people. They've just never had to do it before, Tom. And, yeah, if you're going to have any kind of a little barbecue grill going or a bucket of coals or whatever, really need to do that outside. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in about 2.5 minutes. Call in number 800-313-9443. And, Tom, you're welcome to stay on the line.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks.
Welcome back. You're listening to Rural Survival here on RBN. Calling number is 1-800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. And we're speaking with Tom in Utah right now. Tom, you were telling us about your experiences you've had.
Yeah, see, what I what I'm really hoping happens is, since I'm up here in Utah, I'm hoping those people that are the victims in Texas or the relief workers have access to the information that I ended up publishing with the help of a really nice reporter who, you know, us scientists are kind of poor writers. We overburden you with details, and so she helped edit and prepare a, like you say, a MS document or Microsoft Word document. So you print it off so it prints on one side and then on the other side of a sheet. And
right.
It's advisory for those people that are either victims or working in that situation. When you go to gassingamerica.com, you can slide down to that paragraph that says, for Hurricane Sandy, it'd be nice if I go in there and just to retitle that, but for the time being, that's what I'm stuck with. But go down to the paragraph near the bottom. It says Hurricane Sandy and relief workers. Within that paragraph, there'll be a link to that MS document. I believe it takes you over to my other website, which was written more roughly, that's called licensetokill.us. You may have to slide down to that same paragraph in that web page, and there will be a link there to that document. I'm hoping that people can either email that link to their friends in Texas, or if they're in Texas, go ahead and print that off and distribute that around. That way we don't have the hundreds of deaths that occurred in Katrina. Thankfully, after Sandy, you know, with the people more educated on the issue, we were down to a few dozen deaths from that problem. So now we're worried about that same situation occurring after Harvey. And it's simply a matter of education. If people understand that they're using improper methods of heating and cooking, including warming water, they need to be aware that there is a risk. You know, if you're burning wood in a barrel, you can actually poison yourself and your babies, especially.
Right.
In those situations. So anyway, don't want to overburden you, but please go to Gassy America or licensetokill.us. Go down to the paragraph that says for Sandy victims and relief workers. That within there is a link to a document you can print off, and you can share that around, and you can help prepare the victims and the workers and even the medical technicians. It's really bizarre how ignorant we've kept our medical people.
They've never been through it, Tom. I think it's one of carbon monoxide is just one of those things that most people don't regularly think about. And it's not that they're stupid. They just, like you said, are ignorant of the fact. That is an incredible danger. That's the reason we recommend if you're going to have a fire or anything that, gases off a barbecue grill, a little hibachi or whatever, it's a must that it be used outside. That's what we preach, at least.
Right. By the way, I got to warn people, you might put your life and trust in a carbon monoxide alarm. They are nothing more than a false sense of security, because those alarms do not sound until you've exceeded 5 to 10 times the level of carbon monoxide that even OSHA would have you remove from a workspace over.
Right.
In other words, that alarm actually has facilitated more deaths than it has saved. That's obvious by design. In other words, according to the organization attached to the CDC, by the way, on my website, you'll notice that I got the CDC to validate my findings, as well as the Government Accountability Office, which is a miracle. When they come into the fray and validate something is wrong, that's pretty important. In fact, the good news is that FEMA understood their problem. And what's kind of nice is the FEMA trailers that are being utilized or being brought into Texas. Number one, they do not have any heating facility using propane or natural gas. They're all electric.
Right.
And those units have been outfitted with even sprinkler systems if there's a fire.
Oh, wow.
So as a consequence of my labor, which is really gratifying that you get the government to move, the problem is they are still not publicly admitting to their problem. That's not just FEMA, but the entire manufactured home industry. They simply are not producing the same problem, but they have not gone back and remedied the problem for the families that are still living in those trailers. We have people up in New Orleans still housed in the FEMA trailers. But the good thing is the new ones that are coming out, they've been remedied, fixed. However, that does not mean you can get away with using a barbecue inside of that trailer and not be hit.
Well, you're absolutely correct. I just hope people get the word, and thanks to people like you, they are slowly getting the word that, it's very dangerous to have a fire in any type of enclosed space. that it's not designed for it. I mean, if you've got a fireplace, you know, with a flue that's nice and clean, by all means, you know, you can use that for heating. But,
right,
you know, just setting a little hibachi or something like that on a kitchen counter is not a smart move at all.
Another point, people who have natural gas or propane ranges inside their home, they should never operate that cooktop or their oven without a way to ventilate that kitchen. There's
That's
so many
true.
Babies and elderly that are injured or even die, and that's never been identified or never been disclosed. It's because, you know, especially down there in the Gulf Coast, when I was taken down there, of course, people were not normally accustomed to using natural gas or propane as a heating fuel.
Right.
They were mostly on electric. So now they're put in these little trailers, and they're cooking in that Cajun-style cooking, you know, Creole cooking. You turn the stove on in the morning, and you don't turn it off till you go to bed. They don't realize that they're just simply emptying the fumes of that cooking into that room, that little box. And their babies were dying, or their elderly were dying, and they never could figure out why. Also, I have to say this, that the medical people, especially those brought in by the government, never, ever diligently tested for those common combustion poisons. And as a consequence, they were never warned or never told that their deaths or injuries was because of their, you know, their cooking in these little boxes.
Right.
So again, right now, with the people of this hurricane, my prayer is that they do not experience the same problem that the Hurricane Katrina people experienced. Anyway,
I hope you're right, Tom.
Anyway, I appreciate you giving me this time, but I really pray that the listeners go to my website and get to that paper, share it with the their neighbors and friends in Texas, as well as any of the relief workers. And remind those medical people that they need to be diligently testing for carbon monoxide and formaldehyde. By the way, they always come together because carbon monoxide is the basis for formaldehyde. In other words, when you're burning a flame in a high humid environment, your number one gas is carbon monoxide, but you're also producing formaldehyde. Formaldehyde is simply wet carbon monoxide. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
Yeah, carbon monoxide is CO. Formaldehyde is H2CO. That's water combined with carbon monoxide.
I did not know that.
That's how we produce formaldehyde in the laboratory. We just simply burn a low oxygen flame, and the off-gassing will be carbon monoxide and formaldehyde. And we can precipitate out the formaldehyde, and then we use it as our, you know, as our preservative of the dead bodies.
Right.
So don't be breathing the same thing your mortician is going to push into you, preserve you for your funeral.
I hear you. Yeah, kind of jumping the gun a little bit.
Yeah, we're being already, how do you say, preserved before we die.
There you go. Yeah.
We're embalming ourselves.
Yeah.
All right,
well, buddy,
anyway,
thank you for your call. All right, thank you, sir.
Remember, GassyAmerica.com or LicenseToKill.us. And get that paper from the Hurricane Sandy paragraph.
All right. Sounds great. We thank you for all that valuable information, Tom. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We can talk about anything you want to. We've got about 15 minutes left of the show, about 5 minutes for our next break. So feel free to give us a call.
I just want to remind everybody, it is hurricane season. Well, I just want to remind everybody, it is hurricane season. And right now we have Irma, who is out in the Atlantic, and she's already a Category 2. She's headed toward they're predicting San Juan, Bahamas, Miami. It can either go up the East Coast, go into the Gulf, or come around and go back out to sea. But either way, she's about a week out, is what they're predicting.
Right.
And if she's a Category 2, as far as she's out right now, she could be a Category 4 by the time she hits near San Juan in the Bahamas.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, it was a Category 3 yesterday afternoon.
Well, right now,
but it's not really weakening. It went through an eye wall replacement, Lori, which took it down
right
to a Category 2.
They're saying this is one of the biggest storms that they've seen that far out, which kind of surprises
right
me. But anyway, like I said, you've got about a week, okay? And a week is being nice because Mother Nature can speed it up with no problem. All she's got to hit is some warmer weather, and she's moving. So everybody that might be in that path, you know, San Juan, Bahamas, Florida, along the East Coast, or even into the Gulf, you know, depending on which way she goes, you still have
right
time to patiently drive to the store, get these survival things that you might want, like extra water, canned good foods, because you're not going to be able to cook unless you have the means to do so. You might want to consider making arrangements with family members that may not be as close to the shoreline as you are so that you're not put into any further danger, because I know as I have family down in Florida, so when storms hit down there, I do worry about them, because Florida, you know, really, when you think about it, isn't that wide across, so a big, huge hurricane.
About 90 miles at its widest point, I think, not including the
right
panhandle. The peninsula, though, I think is about 90 miles.
Yeah, but a storm going across there, you know, especially a good-sized one, is nothing. So
I do worry about
my family down there, so I hope they are taking the precautions that they normally do. We're born and raised Floridians, so we know what to do for storms, but those that have never been in them, like those who have moved from the north or wherever else in the country, if you're not used to them and you're down in those areas, you really should be prepared. And if you've been, the only word I can think of is lucky enough to go through one, but luck isn't really a good term. If you've been unfortunate enough to go through one, let's put it that way, then you know kind of what to expect. But each storm is different. It has its own different elements to it.
Right.
So, again, just be precautious, be prepared. Now is the time to go to those stores and get what you're going to need, so you're not waiting for that last-minute rush where people get kind of violent at times. And stay safe, you know, and if at all possible, try and stay in contact with your loved ones so that they don't worry about you. I know that the people in Texas are having a hard time getting a hold of loved ones because the flooding where they had to actually release some of the dams to release the water because it was getting too high. I know that some of the towers, the cell phone towers, are down, and it's hard to get through. So all I can say is just be patient. Pray that they're okay until you hear the worst. And, you know, like Jimmy was saying earlier, the storm is putting you in a survival mode, and right after kind of in a survival mode. But it's something that's going to last for years to come because, like you said, you could look at something and it's going to trigger a memory and it's going to bring it all back. So, just have to be patient and loving with each other. Try to remember you're both going through it. Your kids are going through it. It's easy to snap. It really is. You just need to try to remember to be kind to each other. You know, in these times ahead, because this is a rough time. You're starting to come back together. You're starting to go into what used to be your home, if it's still there, and see what's left of it and see if there's anything that you can pick up, you know, to keep that survive the storm. And if you're lucky enough, like I said, your home's there. It takes a lot of cleaning out to do or whatnot. If not, then you're having to go through and just rebuild from scratch because you've lost everything. And hopefully you have insurance for it. If not, then it makes it, like Jimmy said, even harder. So you know, just have to remember to keep all of those in our prayers that are down there, because they've been through a rough time, but the rougher times still to come.
Well, I absolutely agree. You know, Lori, the storm itself, I always found to be the easy part. You know, the wind, the rain, the, you know, tornado spinoffs and all that. I always found that to be the easy part. It's the cleanup afterwards that produces, in my opinion, the most stress and everything. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've got time for one more call, 800-313-9443, and we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Rural Survival here on RBN, and we do have a caller on the line. It's Rick here in Missouri. Hi, Rick. How are you doing today?
Good morning, you Spencers. Yeah, I know I'm kind of missing in action here this morning. My neighbor has a butcher block kitchen table he wants professionally sprayed, and he brought it down right at 10 o'clock. Ain't that something? But it's the guy that hard-wired my chicken coop, and the answer is not going to be no. So
I hear you.
Andy gets free eggs, yeah. So free eggs probably for the rest of his life. Hey, a couple things real quick. I know we're almost out of time, but I want to inspire everybody to watch some YouTubes by James Townsend and Son. He specializes in cooking techniques from let's say, the Revolutionary War era, and it's you know, mostly done over fires, and it's very handy. Another
right.
thing I want to mention is juniper berries. They're everywhere right now, but they won't be very long. And if you look, a lot of meat prep, including making bacons, hams, barbecue, and a lot of other stuff calls for juniper berries, ground juniper berries. It seems like every time I want them, they're not there, but they are there now. So this would be a wonderful time to go out and collect a couple pocketfuls, or should I say pockets full, and dry them up, and that way when you do need them, you will have them. Raised beds. Used to be you couldn't use treated wood for that because, of course, it had was arsenic. They were actually preserving
right.
the wood with arsenic, which, if you ask me, you shouldn't even use that on a deck because people, you know, especially kids, walk around barefoot. That's not good. But now the newer treated is copper infused, and it'll have a tag on it saying ACQ. And it's a copper-infused thing, and copper is not harmful. It's used
right.
in a lot of the fungicides, a lot of rose fungicides, and a lot of other fruit-bearing things. Your fungicide will be a copper-based fungicide, and that's all they're really doing is preserving the wood with an antifungal.
Right.
But if that really worries you, you can always line it with a black plastic bag. But raised beds, I'm in a situation now where I'm going to have to build a bunch of them. And so we've been looking into that, and it appears that, in all truth, for my purposes, I'm fine with the copper-treated wood. I'm not worried about that. And one more thing, Tim, you and I talked about this morning, mangle beets.
Right.
Mangle beets are a kind of a sugar beet. They can get as big as 20 pounds. The real name for them is mangle wurzel, and they were actually developed... back in the 1700s, they were used extensively as a potato substitute during the potato famine, during the Great Potato Famine in Ireland. Because of that situation, a lot of people developed nutritional deficiencies because all they had to eat were mangle beets, so they got what was called mangle wurzel disease, but that was just really a coined phrase describing their form of malnutrition.
Right.
And they're good for fodder, which you want to put them in. If you need to feed a bunch of animals, you need to grow those beets, and they're good for human consumption if taken care of well. And that is about it.
All right, Rick, we appreciate the call. Ladies and gentlemen, we are out of time. We've had a great show this week. Hope you'll tune in next week, same time, same channel. In the meantime, we hope everybody has a fun and safe holiday weekend, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. Oh,
time.